At Breezeline, great connections come in pairs. Switch to fast fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month and get a free line for a year when you pair with Mobile. It's the perfect pair for the perfect price. Get the reliability you need and the value you want. Enjoy fast speeds for work or play. Connect at home or on the go and save every month. Don't miss this special offer on internet and mobile. Visit breezeline.com today.
Ray Foley. It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
Ireland, good day. Thursday is on. It's happening. We're nearly there with the light at the end, the glimmering light at the end of the week-long tunnel. It's Friday Eve. Right, what have I got for you? I've still got me grumpies, me morbs, or me...
Still not feeling it.
Yeah, it's like depression, mild depression. Everyone has got it, it seems. Got a load of texts yesterday. Yeah, definitely have that. Mine set in on Sunday morning, and I haven't been able to shake it since. By the way, I'm not complaining. Thoroughly enjoying life. I've nothing to complain about. I mean, like, things are going really well. Like, guys, don't worry about me. Like, I'm fine. But just sometimes you get into a funk for a while and you just got to... Actually, a therapist or a counsellor, a therapist that I had years ago, and this has stuck with me, very little of my hundreds of thousands I've spent in therapy sessions down to the years has stuck. But this is one of them. And they say, live in it. Just let it be. Don't spend your time trying to get rid of it. Like, if you are feeling down, if you're feeling anxious, or if you're feeling a little bit of the morbs or the black dog, just live in it. Let it be. Now, everyone else in my life
is also living with your
living
morbs.
In it. They're living it. But I like that. It's like, don't be in a rush to get rid of it. Just let it happen and it'll be gone again. Another one that I'll come back to my theories, actually. I want to do this first because it sums up perfectly the way I've been feeling this week. It's Lady Gaga. I don't know what this is. Any Lady Gaga fans, any monsters listening this afternoon, what was this from? It's Lady Gaga at a piano and it seems like she's singing something melodic initially. Everything's going fine. And then it all changes. Have a listen. So that sounds fine, doesn't it? It's a lovely little tune she's singing. Then it gets to my mood.
Whoa, okay.
Is it from a sketch or something? Or is it something that she did at a show? Or was she just doing a sound check?
It seemed to escalate quickly there, didn't it?
I think it's perfect, though. It says exactly everything I want to say today.
Second, are you making the cash machine call today?
I am, actually.
Are you going to put the winner on a massive downer if they win all
that
cash?
I'm not. I'm going to make the winner go. I'm making the call. I forgot about that as well. Make the call between 3 and 4 this afternoon. And here is your total for Thursday. Calvin Harris, Ellie Goulding, and Merkel. This is Today FM playing the music you love.
Thursday afternoon on Today FM. Time to do a show between me and them. Out on the radio having a good time. But always remember, the show is mine. The gang's all here.
Yo!
We should sing more. I mean, we should really find opportunities for Ray.
Yeah, I think if we had a gift for it, maybe.
I think Ray should sing more. The grumps, the morbs, the sort of feeling of... You see, to call it depression would be wildly overstating it, because it's not like I have... It's mild. It would be mild depression. Grumpy funkiness, I suppose.
I feel like I can't say to you, oh, I'm actually grand. I like when the seasons change and it's cold and it's kind of cozy nights in and like cozy pints in a pub. I can't really say that because then you just snap at me.
I will, but yeah. I'll be fine again in another few weeks. This is another thing that I was going to mention, actually. The two things that I was going to say about... having done therapy in the past, one of the things that I've always held on to or remembered is that when you are in a funk or you're feeling crappy, there are things you can do about it. Like, physical exercise is a good one. Eating properly, getting plenty of sleep. They're great. But then another one is, don't be in a rush to try and get rid of it. Maybe it's there for a reason and you gotta ride it out. And the other thing that I always remember as well is, this is something that I think of day to day really as well, is that you're not going to be the same you that's going through whatever you're feeling now, tomorrow, there's a good chance you are. I have been all week. I've been like an antichrist since Sunday. But maybe tomorrow, tomorrow's Friday. You're pretty much guaranteed I'm going to be grand by Friday. But you're never the same you. It's a totally different person. The evolution, the change, the difference. It could be massive or it could be just tiny. It could be incremental. But you're not the same you and you're not going to be the same you. So wait. Wait for the you to be different, to be a different person. And it will come. You'll be different again. It might not be tomorrow. It might not be Sunday. It might be a month away, but you will be different.
Don't want to drag this off in a tangent. But
well, then leave it. 0874 100102.
I was going to ask, as somebody who's gone through therapy, you have. Uh-huh. Do you think everyone should? I haven't. Should I?
No, I don't. I wouldn't be one of those people necessarily, okay. No.
I have heard some people say, oh yeah, everyone should do it.
Everyone should do it, no.
And so I have heard some other people say, I'm a little bit suspicious of people who haven't done it.
Do you know what I found myself doing a lot, actually? Instagram keeps giving me these mindful... this is so... It gives me these sort of mindful quotes or things to remember or little observations. Things, by the way, that would have come up in various bouts of therapy that I've done through the years. And I've gone, oh yeah. Do you know what? If you're going to do therapy, bring a notebook with you and write everything down, because otherwise you won't get the value out of it. This is what used to happen to me. It's like my kids coming home from school. You say to your kids, how was school today? Same as me when I come home, would have come home from therapy. My wife would say, hey, how was it? How was your counselling session? I go, yeah, fine. And kids are the same when they come home from school. How was school today? Yeah. Did you learn anything?
Write it down. All right.
Write it down. Or follow a load of these accounts that give you advice about your mental health or about, you know, how to manage bouts of feeling low or feeling... I'm convinced it's the weather. We're finally getting into October and that's what it is. And everyone's feeling the same way. 0874 100102. I think people are miserable because the nightmare temperature isn't dropping. So no one is getting enough sleep.
Nighttime temperature.
Oh, the nighttime temperature is a nightmare temperature.
Correct.
From Lucy, love the show. Hey, it is very warm. It's very heavy.
It is warm, yeah.
Ray, try getting out for a walk at some point, but while there's still daylight. I get the winter blues too from Rachel. Rachel, I'm walking the legs off myself. Swear to God, I'm getting at least 15,000 steps a day.
You are looking well, and I'm not just saying that.
I'm doing a lot of walking, Rachel. It's not doing much for me. Liz says, hi Ray, I'm so glad to hear it's not just me. Been on a write down over 2 weeks now with no reason at all for it from Liz. Aha! Liz, there's the other one. We've talked about this one before though, which is do an audit. Write down a list of the four things. What are they then? There's finances, there's relationships. Look up the other two. There's four of them anyway, and you just write down, you mark it out of 10. How are things going in all those areas? And then when you actually do a proper, like, step away from it audit, look at everything broadly, and you go, well, geez, there's nothing to be worried about at all. There's nothing to be feeling bad about. Cop on to yourself, get out for a walk. And
I do find myself thinking, what's the good thing that happened today? I think that to myself a lot. What am I grateful about? And it definitely helps.
Or you could take a leaf out of Lady Gaga's book. Everyone enjoying Gaga this afternoon. Absolutely. I'm with you, babes. I know exactly what you're talking about. Right, what have I got for you? This is my kid this morning, and he's having his, we call them squares, the shreddies. He has shreddies or squares. I've got a weird youngest child, 9 years old.
Andrew. I've met him, yeah.
Oh, he's weird. He's pure weird.
He's an oddball, yeah.
He's the other little oddball, little blonde oddball in my life, aside from JP.
Hello.
And he asked me a question this morning, and I thought, geez, I don't. You know, you want to be a dad that has the answer to everything. You want to be the one that they, wow, encyclopedic knowledge. Mm. There's no question my daddy can't answer. So he asked me a question this morning, and I thought, Jesus, he's got me there.
You were stumped.
He's got me stumped. He's got me banged to rights. I've been caught out here. So if anyone has the answer to this question, 0874 100102. I'm sure there are experts or geniuses listening. In fairness, if you're a genius, what are you doing listening to us? But anyway, that's a whole other matter. 0874 100102. Have a listen to this.
If you fart into the bottle and then
If you fart into a bottle.
Yeah, I'm with him.
Daddy.
Go on.
If you farted into a bottle.
Into a bottle.
Yeah, and closed a lid on top.
And closed it really tight.
Yeah.
Would it still be there when you come back like a year later and you smelt it, would the fart still be there?
I don't know. How well sealed is a bottle?
Well, let's say it's airtight. Like, let's say that you get it absolutely airtight. Would it still be there? Would you still be able to smell the fart in it like a year later or even like a week later?
Isn't that what like Jean-Paul Gaultier and Lancôme and Gucci do with their bottles of fragrances? Well, they managed to trap it.
It's not air, though. It's an actual perfume.
There's molecules, though, Ray. You got to think about the molecules.
I tell you what, over...
I mean, ultimately, it's physical matter.
Over the child's breakfast tomorrow. morning, Daddy. I'll stand there at his right shoulder and go, molecules. No, you do it?
Molecules, yeah. Molecules.
You got to think about the molecules, Andrew.
Yeah, I should have thought about that, actually.
So, any gas... Well, it's a gas, though.
Yeah.
Specifically, or would they settle?
Is there anyone from Calorgas listening?
Well, you see, it's not gas. Like, I suppose it is a gas. Because it's still in there, in the bottle, if you can seal it up airtight. Sure. You still be able to smell it? Oh, wait, big questions being asked this afternoon. From mental health to farts, this is Today FM. Flo-Rida and Sia, this is Today FM, playing the music you love, called Wild Ones. I tell you what, we're a pair of Wild Ones.
How are you doing?
The Wild Ones from Afternoon Radio. It's Ray here, it's JP over there.
How are you?
Actually, roll call. Ray on show, JP.
Aren't you?
And there's my Andrew, my kid, 9 years old, asking the tough questions of Ireland this afternoon.
Daddy.
Yep.
Go on. Mm.
If you farted into a bottle.
Into a bottle?
Yeah. And closed a lid on top.
Yeah.
Will it stay there and not fade away and stuff?
Stay there and not fade away and stuff. Daddy, will it stay there and not fade away and stuff? 0874, this is what, now this. Joe Duffy, are you listening?
Mm.
This is what the nation is talking about this afternoon. Ray, I'm no scientist, but if a duvet can seal in a fart, then a bottle should definitely retain the gas. From Michael in Trim, love the show. Hey. But a duvet is not going to hold it, Michael, for like a 6 months or a year.
But that's because the duvet is porous.
So if it was an airtight duvet situation, it could indefinitely hold the smell, could it?
I would have thought so.
Voice notes as well. 0874 100 102. Sorry, that's a bit low, that one. Let me turn it up. Susan.
Oh my God, JP, say that again. Go on, just say it once more.
Molecules.
It's the molecules. It's the molecules, Susan.
Oh my God, JP.
And is it Jan?
Yeah.
Jan.
Hey, Ray, JP.
Hi.
I think that question is for your fart guy.
Oh.
Yeah, get on to your fart guy.
My fart guy's off. He's off this week.
You usually have a guy for most things.
He's just taking a rest. My fart guy's on a break at the moment.
Hi from not so sunny Wexford.
Oh, not so sunny in Wexford today. Usually is, though, so take what you get. Dara texted. He said, well, Foley, in an airtight container, there will be nothing to react with the M word, JP?
Molecules.
That cause farts to smell, so it would still smell if left for a prolonged period of time. Let's know how tomorrow's breakfast... Let me call... Dara sounds like he knows what he's talking about. Hang on.
That's like an expert point of view there.
Call Dara. Maybe Dara could be my fart guy, fart guy, my replacement fart guy.
Okay.
My standby fart guy.
Mm.
Yeah, we could call Dara.
There's a vacancy. That's not ringing, is it? Class.
No, there's nothing working there. No,
I guess we don't have a fart guy then.
I tell you, we'll have to wait till next week.
Ray Foley.
Sorry, Dara. Girls Aloud, Love Machine. Today FM playing the music you love. Good afternoon, it's Thursday. Andrew Foley asked a question this afternoon, or he asked it this morning over breakfast.
Daddy.
Yeah.
What?
If you farted into a bottle.
Into a bottle?
Yeah. And closed a lid on top.
Yeah.
Will it stay there and not fade away and stuff?
Everyone's asking, everyone's wondering now. And I think there's probably quite a number of people around the nation this afternoon trying to find an airtight receptacle to conduct maybe some home research. This could be your science project. This could be your science project now. You could be writing this up for educational purposes, writing a report before the end of the year.
I guess you'd want to be fairly quick in terms of sealing it in, wouldn't you? It's almost a two-person job.
This is what I often wonder about. You know, fart sound effects?
Yeah.
Like ones that sound really real, ones that aren't like clearly made by someone's mouth. If you work in the business of making fart sound effects, but if that's your job, it's like, oh, what are we recording today? Oh, it's farts. Imagine, like, you just need to be constantly ready to go. Like, to have the microphone and the recording equipment,
yeah,
like, just ready to go. Similarly, with your airtight receptacle, you'd be walking around with it all day just in case.
Primed.
You get, just in case. Mary in Kilkenny texts, she says, I farted in a Pringles box in Irish college. Now, that's not a bad receptacle.
Yeah.
I farted into a Pringles box in Irish college. It was still there a few days later for Mary to get it.
Okay.
I like that you checked, Mary. Thanks.
Yeah. Sealed with foil for freshness.
Well, do you know, once you pop, you just can't stop. And I love that you came back as well. For scientific purposes, you came back and checked and sniffed it. All right, Girls Aloud. What was it? Love Machine, was it?
It was indeed, yeah.
Oh, in that case.
One of Girls Aloud is celebrating their birthday today. It's Nicola Roberts, Ray.
Happy birthday, Nicola. The red-haired, the flame-haired Nicola Roberts.
I won't tell you how old she is, but I am going to play a game of who's older with you. So, Nicola Roberts, Girls Aloud,
Do I need to guess? Will I guess how old she is first?
Yeah, okay, yeah, sure. Go on.
Nicola Roberts. I put her at... 38.
It's a good guess. She's 37.
Oh, devastated.
But is she older or younger than Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift's American football playing boyfriend?
Yes, she is. They're all kids, but they look really old. All these American football players.
Travis Kelce is 34. Ha. You're correct. Just about.
Bingo.
Bonus round one question, follow-up question. So we know Nicola Roberts is 37. Is she older or younger than Jesse Eisenberg, star of The Social Network?
She's younger. He's a good age. I'd say he's in his 40s, is he?
He's 40. You're correct. Well done. We proceed to round two. Who's older?
I love this game. We should play this every day.
Guy Pearce, Aussie actor from Memento, Neighbours and other things. Or Kate Winslet...
So like, Nicola Roberts is gone now.
She's gone. She's out of the equation.
Guy Pearce is definitely older than
Nicola
Roberts.
We've moved on to round two.
Guy Pearce.
All these birthdays are today. Guy Pearce or Kate Winslet.
Guy Pearce.
He's 58. She 48. I wouldn't have said there was that much of a gap. And finally,
he's a good age. Have you seen him in the new Neighbours reboot?
Mm.
Did he come back for the new reboot, or he was in for the end for the wrap up of Neighbours, and he looked shook like.
Right.
Like he looks his age now. Whereas he's gone years with, like, you know, the way people like actors, you're like, oh my God, I can't believe, for instance, Will Smith hasn't aged in like 20 years. There's going to come a time when, in the space of 6 months, Will Smith's going to all of a sudden look his age. And it's unfortunate. I hate to say it. Sorry, Guy. But it has happened to Guy Pearce.
We'll go towards classic rock stars now, Ray. Round three, the final round. And you are 2 for 2 so far. Bob Geldof.
Oh.
Knight of the Realm, Boomtown Rat. Or Brian Johnson, who is the lead singer of AC/DC.
This is
pretty close.
Who's older?
Who's older?
I'm going to go Sir Bob.
Sir Bob is 72. Brian Johnson is 76. What a disappointing
ending. What an absolute flop that was.
Ray Foley. With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
As Lady Gaga would say,
the last word with Matt.
Chris and the boys, Coldplay. Every teardrop is a waterfall. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. Good afternoon. Ray Foley in the hot seat for a Thursday. Feeling pretty good now, actually, I've got to say. Ray's here, JP's over there.
Oh, yep.
Do you know, it's that fart chat. A little bit of fart chat makes everyone happy. 0874 100102. The theory, or the question that my youngest child was asking me, if you were to seal a fart in a bottle, an airtight bottle, will it still be there? Weeks, months, years later, will you still be able to smell it if you went back to the airtight container in which you sealed a fart? All the important questions. We talk serious stuff over breakfast in the Foley household. He's a chip off the old block. Dave in Kildare texted, he said, Foley, you have to do it into an up to... This is science, by the way, and Genius. You have to do your fart, if you're saving one, right? Mm-hmm. Do it into an upturned jar in the bath and put the lid on before removing it from the water.
Where? Okay.
So then in the jar, it'll be mostly water and there'll be some air on the top. When you... So you capture it under the water, yeah?
Oh, right, okay.
And then you seal it upside down. The jar's upside down. You seal the lid onto it while it's still upside down.
Yeah.
Then you put it the right way around, take it out of the water, and now there's air in the... There's a bit of air in the top of the water, and you're guaranteed that air is pure.
Pretty clever.
Cheers, Dave. Dave, you've given that too much thought. Dave, do you not have a job to be doing? Get back to work and don't be sending us in messages about farting in the bath, will you? Ridiculous, Dave and Kildare. Shane says, should we send in the farts marked for your attention, Ray? Love the show. Hey, for Shane. This is one of these national science experiments that we're doing it on the radio. You are going to be inundated with thousands of Pringles, empty Pringles cans on Monday morning.
Where's all these? It's for real.
Louise is over there as well. 0874 100 102. Louise.
Hi, Ray. Hi. And JP. This Hi. Is Louise from Cork.
Hiya.
And just in relation to the fart inquiry that your son had, I was in a bar in West Cork during the summer.
Go on.
I'm not going to name the bar. Uh-huh. But we went to find a seat and I kind of... we found this kind of like couchy kind of seat.
Yeah.
And I flopped down in it.
Go on.
And I swear to God, it felt like there was like 10 people around me just after doing a big fart. Oh.
This is
the smell.
The smell of the chair itself, like the couch or the flump.
It had retained the farts and the stuffing.
Was it a leather? Well, I suppose leather would stop it from getting in the first place. So it would be a soft sort of upholstered.
One of those spongy filled ones.
I gotcha.
That emanated from that couch was absolutely horrific. Yeah. That I had to move seats and sit on like a wooden stool on the opposite side of the bar because because of the smell. So definitely, I'm not sure about a bottle, but fabric and puffed up cushions or couches definitely hold stale farts.
And that could retain it then as well, I suppose. This could be a case of, though, the lady protesteth too much. The lady
really
does protest too much.
Oh, it wasn't me.
I just flumped down into this couch and all of a sudden there's a smell of farts. I'm blaming the couch for the fart smells. Come on now, Louise.
Forgot to say, love the show.
Hey, well, in that case, we do believe you after all.
Would memory foam be worse again then? Because its whole job is to retain things.
To remember.
Yeah.
Maybe memory foam would just tell you what the fart was like. Be like, oh, Jesus, that was rotten.
Drop it.
Drop it. Bam. Can we move on from farts now? Is that all right?
Sure, we'll just move on
from farts. Thank you very much for all your correspondence on that. Bobby Brown and Two Can Play That Game. This is Today FM. Stay with me, buddy. Bobby Brown, drop it. You can play that game Today FM, playing the music you love. Look that up there. Will you drop it or drop it or jockin?
Does he not say travel?
Travel. Yeah, no? Bobby Brown randomly saying
two
travel.
You can play
He's doing some spawn comp for Bord Fáilte.
Is he saying tribal?
Tribal?
Travel. Travel.
I don't know.
It doesn't say. Frustratingly, in the lyrics, that is not listed. That was clearly an ad lib.
I'm not getting into this now. This is just stupid. This is stupid radio carry on now.
We're on a high from the fart chat.
I don't want any. I want no part. No part in the. I'll get into that now again. Today FM, playing the music you love. Good afternoon. Ray is here. JP's over there.
Hi.
I said I wanted to move on from the fart chat. Mwernan's after. I don't know if it's Mwern O'Connell, my Mwern, or if it's just a random Mwern. She says, Ray, the smell that lady's talking about in the pub couch is what we call depth charging. Depth charging.
Right.
A depth charge. Yeah. It's where you preload a couch or a soft cushion with a fart and then stand back and watch the next person sit on it and then just wait for their reaction from Warren. That probably is Warren O'Connell, actually, known her as
Sounds
I do.
Sounds about
that's,
right.
That's
yeah.
typical.
Yeah.
And hey, Ray, I just let an absolute brute of a fart into a bottle there, and before I could even get the lid on, the barman threw me out. From Sean, he says, love the show. Hey.
Cheers, Sean. Are we done?
We're actually done on fart. Did I ever tell you about the time I got in trouble for saying the word fart?
Where did you say
it? Some people take the word fart as a swear word. Do you know, a breaking wind or passing gas. is more polite, I suppose, but the word itself, someone gave out to me for saying fart. And I was like, what do you say? What do you call it?
The Latin word for a fart is a flatus, and I find that way more offensive than the word fart.
Say it right up against the microphone, low and slow.
Flatus.
What do you think? I'm feeling a lot better now, and there's no point in doing this next bit.
Oh, it's cancelled, is it?
I think following all the fart chat and having a good time on the radio this afternoon, it sorted out my little bit of the little niggle of depression that I've had that I've been dealing with the lessons. Like I say, since Sunday, I've definitely had a feeling of like, ooh, poopy. Just a bit not great. A bit down in the dumps. A bit rubbish. My family hate me. I hate them back, though, so it's fine. It's perfectly balanced. And generally just being moody and a little... to say depressed is... obviously overstating it for people that actually suffer from proper depression, but a little bit depressed or a little bit down. I was suggesting maybe it's seasonal affective disorder, which has come up before in the past. Let me call my sad guy.
All right, okay.
Hang on one second.
We have heard from loads of people saying the same thing.
Oh, everyone's feeling it. This week particularly, everyone's feeling it.
It's ringing.
Hello.
Hello, is that Tara?
This is Tara.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Dr. Tara Logan-Buckley. She's the Director of Clinical Support at spunout.ie. Tara, thank you so much for taking my call. It's Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you today?
I am very good, thank you, bar the weather. But other than that, it's all good. And yourself?
I'm not great. And I don't know if it is the weather or not. So I think you're the person to talk to. I'm like an absolute... Tara, I'm like a demon. I'm like a devil. I'm like an antichrist this week. And the more people I talk to about it, I'm quite honest about it, I just sort of glum, feeling a bit down, a bit crabby, a bit snappy, short-tempered, and just generally in a bad mood and deflated. Like, I'm not... I wouldn't say... Like I say, I by saying depressed, you're overstating it. But certainly, someone sent in the expression, the morbs, to us yesterday. Like morbid, the morbs, the old black dog, feeling a bit crap. Like I say, loads of people seem to be feeling it this week. And I was wondering, could it be seasonal affective disorder or what? Well, what's going on with us?
It would be the right time of the year.
Right.
Absolutely. So seasonal affective disorder, a lot of people, it's called SAD, S-A-D, kind of adds to it as well. So this is around the time it starts for most people. And what it does is the symptoms start to emerge kind of in fall, around autumn, around now, and they continue into the winter months. And then they kind of start to lift when it comes back into spring and the summer months as well. And what tends to happen is the symptoms start now, and for a lot of people, they worsen then as the months get darker and the days get shorter and the winter starts spreading, then the symptoms seem to worsen as well. Now, seeing that, it also can go the opposite way, where symptoms start for people in the spring and the summer, and then actually they kind of ease off coming into the fall and the winter months. That's very, very atypical, though. There's a very, very low percentage of people that actually suffer it from the other way.
Right. Is this? Could there be a memory element to this? Because this week is not actually that cold or that dark. It's a little bitting. Are we being triggered, I suppose, that we know it's coming?
It can be. And the thing about it as well is that it doesn't necessarily have to be cold. So, right. So that's one of the big things. If we look at kind of maybe the causes, for example, for a seasonal affective disorder, there is actually no set cause. But what it does is that we tend to look at three different elements. So the first of all is your biological clock. And it's the reduced level of sunlight in kind of the autumn time. So that's got, it's the days are getting shorter no matter what way you look at it. It doesn't matter if the sun is beating through the stones or basically if it's warm out, the days are still getting shorter. Uh-huh. And what can happen is the decrease in actually sunlight that we're getting every day disrupts the body's internal clock automatically anyway. And this can lead to obviously feelings of low mood. But also what's happening is our serotonin levels can start to drop. And this is also the chemical that affects our mood. And this also might play a role because reduced sunlight also drops our serotonin. And obviously then so with our melatonin levels. And this can disrupt the balance of the body's melatonin because obviously we're getting less again. And this then impacts the sleep patterns, the mood. I don't know about you, but this week I've heard everybody's sleep is just so bad. Mm. They're having really, really difficult sleep. And if we think about it, if your sleep is impacted, that's going to impact your mood automatically on the next day because you're so tired. It's going to make you more irritable. It's also going to raise your anxiety because you're going to be more hypervigilant because you're in a state of threat more so. So when we look at these, it doesn't matter whether the temperature is out there or not. We're still being impacted by these things because simply the days are just getting shorter.
Right. So the lack of literal light, of actual light, sunlight on your skin, it would be impacting, say, our sleep and then our mood. Is it then just a matter of like taking vitamin D supplements or just sitting under a lamp?
Yeah, so I suppose the treatments differ for absolutely everybody. Okay. Kind of, I suppose, the go-to treatment is exactly like you said, it's a light treatment, so it's called phototherapy. And basically what this is, exactly as I said, it's sitting near a special light, and basically you're exposed to this bright light, but you need to do it within the first hour of waking. And a lot of people don't realise that. They think, oh, they can just sit next to this light at whatever time of the day. But the real thing is that it mimics the natural light. And that's really, really good for making changes that I just spoke about in the brain for those chemicals, which are linked to mood. So this is kind of our first protocol when it comes to kind of like treating seasonal affective disorder, is using a light. So you can get one, you can purchase one, for example, off kind of anywhere online. You can use it, but it's extremely important that you use that for that first hour of the morning time. Also, another important thing is actually about getting out into the light if you possibly can. So, for example, like a lot of people, during the winter, you're working your 9-to-5 job, you're getting up in the morning, when you're getting up, it's dark, you get to the office, artificial light, you're leaving the office, it's dark, you're getting absolutely no sunlight. You mentioned vitamin D, absolutely so, so important, particularly for us here in Ireland, for a lot of people, we're lacking in vitamin D, so it's getting that vitamin D supplement into you as well.
Right.
Diet is also really, really important when it comes to this, so it's trying to reduce the things that we should be doing anyway, as we all know, our nicotine intake, our caffeine, our alcohol. But there's been a really good kind of link between the Mediterranean diet and improvements for people that suffer with seasonal affective disorder, and also getting foods that are really high in folate, in which a lot of people don't actually, wouldn't even necessarily think about. That's like your broccolis and your green veg, because that's...
Oh, come on, Tara. Come on now. Nicotine, caffeine, what was the other one? Alcohol. Cut them out and eat your greens instead.
Well, I'm
no
saying
fun.
It's going,
we're having
it's
no fun this winter.
I know. I'm just saying it depends as well, obviously, how severe your symptoms are. Like, it's about, you know, exercising is really good, because if we are looking at some kind of the causes of it more being kind of like those biological clock serotonin, melatonin levels, those will get boosted by exercising. Getting out even for your lunch break into natural light if you possibly can. Using the light box, taking that vitamin D, these small steps to help. And obviously, you know, if someone's symptoms are just severe enough, I would always say, please go and speak to someone. It's really good to get your blood done. There could be an issue, for example, with your thyroid, your B12. You can also check the level of vitamin D that you have. But also, it's really good because you can go on antidepressants as well for this if the kind of symptoms are severe enough.
If it needs it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
Go in, and now is a good time to get checked anyway, before the winter comes in. And just check your bloods, do an MOT, make sure that everything is working as it should. What's so special about the specific lights, the sad lights? I can't just use a regular lamp, then, I take it. No, it needs to be something.
No.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. So the bulbs, so if we think about it, like we're all in artificial light right now.
Yeah.
So when we think about it, they don't do the exact same things to basically our brain as what natural light outside in the sun does. So there's special lamps, and what the special lamps do is it mimics identical what would do to our bodies if we were out in the sun. What you might notice as well, there's actually some places in and around Ireland where they offer this as a therapy. So for example, you walk into, it's kind of like the one I was in, it was beautiful, it was like you're almost on a beach, and the whole ceiling is just these lamps, and you go in for half an hour, and that really helps as well. But what it does is it activates the chemicals in your brain that basically impact mood, and that can have a real benefit, particularly if we're giving it to ourselves the very first hour that we wake up in the morning.
Do it in the first hour as you're waking up with your water, whatever. Listen, it's fascinating. It's you can Google more, or you can look up hse.ie or spunout.ie and look up SAD, seasonal affective disorder. Dr. Tara Logan Buckley, thanks so much for taking the call this afternoon. Much obliged.
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye 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 bye.
Ray Foley with Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
0874 100 102. Ray, I always find watching Father Ted is great help for low days. Yeah, or you can try the lamps. Laughing helps a lot, from Niamh. Ray, I definitely have this, but I got a sunrise alarm clock, and it gets gradually brighter over 30 minutes, and it's brilliant, from Fiona. Fiona, I tried that years ago, and it didn't work for me in terms of the mood element of it, but it did make getting up easier. It meant you're not waking up with the shock of the alarm. It's a much more gentle way to wake up into the day. All right, down to the FM. I got to do a cash machine call in a couple of minutes, and we'll play The Weeknd next. Usher and Ludacris. Yeah, today FM playing the music you love. So no winner on the cash machine this afternoon. A little bit of a damn squib, wasn't it?
You always promise a winner.
Oh, shut your mouth.
Well, you do.
I don't need you coming in here giving me all this.
All that jibber jabber.
Cheek of you.
Well, if you hadn't talked it up, it wouldn't be so disappointing.
Oh, shut up. Shut up, it's not my fault. Answer your phones. Sicky on answering your phones. What's going on when you're not answering your phones? Cop on. Guys, cop on. Cop on.
Guys, come on, really.
Guys, bit of cop. Sketch. Cop on, answer the phone. Come on, I'm doing it again tomorrow now.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get this. I'm doing it tomorrow. We're getting a winner. It's going to be a rollover. What is it usually? Ballpark, another 10K on top of
it. At least, yeah.
We could be looking about 40 or more then on the cash machine.
You're going to be in a stinker if there's no answer tomorrow.
I'm going to be like a demon. Forget it. Just forget it. And by the way, if we don't get a winner tomorrow, I don't need you give me all that again.
I'm just saying.
That's like, the last. There's only rubbing salt in the wound. That's only,
you're always bigging yourself up, though.
That didn't go out on air. It's Kira K. It's Kira K. Here comes Kira K. No Kira this week. No sign of her. She's off pretending to be Ryan Tuberty this week. So she's wearing very slim-fitting suits and tweed. Lots of tweed in her wardrobe this week.
Questionable accounting practices.
Well, that wasn't Ryan.
No, it wasn't Ryan's fault. Absolutely, I would never say that.
The questionable accounting practices were going on elsewhere. Worth stating that for the record. What's the situation? She's doing the 9 o'clock, 9 a.m. on RT Radio 1 this week.
Here is indeed, yes.
Is that again next week as well?
I think she may be back in the mix next week. I'll have to check on that.
Okay, we'll check. Well, there are a number of things I wanted to talk about this week. Maybe you could give us some reviews of TV and streaming and movies worth checking out. The creator's out, I know. It's supposed to be very good. Gareth Edwards' film about the AI and the little robot girl. Or is it a robot boy? Little robot, anyway. Ahsoka, which I think, from the reports I've been reading, this is the Star Wars Disney Plus TV show. The finale of it was this week. Ahsoka, she's got the sort of the chew, she's a Jedi, and has the sort of the strike.
Tentacles, isn't she, coming out of her head?
Out of the top of her head. Mm. And everyone was expecting it to be rubbish because the other properties haven't been great. The Obi-Wan Kenobi wasn't great. And the last...
Mandalorian was okay, right?
Mandalorian's gone a bit shaky as well. Oh. So there wasn't high hopes for this one, but by all accounts, pretty good. Oh, the invasion, Secret Invasion with Samuel L. Jackson wasn't great either. All those new Disney TV shows have been a bit ropey, but Ahsoka apparently has turned out all right. Is that correct? 0874-100-102. And the big one was released at the end of last week, Gen V, which is a spin-off of The Boys. The horrifically gruesome, brutal superhero franchise, which has been running on Amazon. They've got a spin-off now called Gen V, and the first three episodes were released at the weekend. And let me tell you, I am in my element. Not one you want to be watching with your missus, it has to be said. It depends on what your missus is into. In my case, we were sitting watching it, and I stuck it on thinking, this is going to get gruesome, and she's going to complain. It was about 10 minutes in, and it was like, yeah, that's enough.
Ray Foley.
Bye.
With Care Plus.
I'll watch it on
my
own.
Careers in care are the same. The best starts with a K. Careplus.ie.
We'll take your reviews, or we'll do proper reviews once Kira's back with us next week. I'll play Avicii next on Today FM.
The car, the kitchen, or even...
Right, Savannah Rush, this is Today FM, playing the music you love. Yeah, Kira's not here, so what are you watching this weekend, or what's out this weekend, or this week? What have you been watching? I was watching Gen V, it's great. Well, it's pretty bloody and gory. It's from the world of The Boys, you know, The Boys, the superheroes, and some nasty stuff goes on there as well. If you're into nasty and drama and superheroes, like bad superheroes, check out The Boys first and then have a look at Gen V, which is sort of like the younger generation of superheroes. Ray, Ahsoka has been amazing. This is the thing, and everyone was expecting it to be dreadful. Best Star Wars show since George Lucas left. You shut your mouth. The best Star Wars show was Andor. Absolutely sensational. We're waiting for that second series of Andor to come out next year. That's going to be brilliant. Stands up to multiple viewings. Now that it's over, my wife can expect me to have a proper grown-up conversation again instead of muttering things about the Force and Jedi from Peter. I watched Ahsoka Episode 8 last night. I have to say, I've really enjoyed the series. Rosario Dawson plays the part so well. Looking forward to Season 2 from Roy and Cork. I forgot Loki's. Is Loki tonight or this weekend as well? The new series, Season 2 of Loki's coming out? I don't know. I've gone off the boil, though, with Marvel in general because it's all about the timelines and the multiverse. And again, I don't think I'm intelligent enough for that sort of splitting off into different realities. Hi lads, Trev here. I found The Killing Vote on Prime. The Killing Vote. It's pretty good. Only thing is it has subtitles on it. So you're reading your TV. Love the show. Hey. Cheers, Trev. And Stephen's over there as well. Stephen's watching Continental.
Hi, Ray and JP. Stephen here. I caught up with two episodes of The Continental from the workings of...
Oh, it's the John Wick one.
John Wick.
I forgot that was out. I thought that wasn't coming out until this month.
I'm a bit disappointed.
Oh.
It's a bit moody and broody and dark, and I didn't get the connection as I would have with John Wick.
Okay.
And it's just missing something, and to be honest, it's just okay.
All right, okay.
Ray Foley.
It's only three episodes of it, though.
With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
Today on Today FM, I've got the Middleton giveaway in a couple of minutes for you, and I'll play some Nicki Minaj next as well, right here.
Working at Abbey is more than a job.
Today FM News of the Morning, the last word at 4:30.
Thanks, Ben. What are you watching at the moment? Any TV shows you're glued to?
I am watching Severance on Apple.
Oh, that was good. I watched the first couple of series of that. Are you up to date on it, or are you watching?
No, I'm not. I'm only on season one, a couple of episodes in, but it is very interesting, like a psychological yeah. thriller, isn't it?
It's a spooky chiller. Your man's behind it, M. Night Shyamalan. Is
he?
Yeah, he's the creator, so you got all your twists and your turns and your shocks. And your man's in it.
Adam Scott.
No, the other book.
Christopher Walken.
The Wizard. Isn't it the wizard? Oh, hang on, Severance. No, I'm getting mixed up.
Hang on.
Servant is also on Apple Plus, and that's the M. Night Shyamalan one.
Yeah.
No, and your man's in that. The ginger wizard from Harry Potter, the friend.
Rupert Grint.
Rupert Grint, yes. Severance is the other one where Ben Stiller's behind that. Did you know
yes.
that?
Yes, he is. He's the director.
Yeah, and there's an Irish woman who has won, I think she's been nominated or won awards for her work on Severance as well as a director.
That's fair play to her.
Yes, good shout. Well done. Thanks very much for that. I appreciate the.
It's always good to chat, Ray.
Thanks. Cheers, man.
Ray Foley.
Tomorrow.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
I think Kira's back next week, though, so.
Yeah.
Kira will be doing the TV reviews again. And
you and Ben have such good chemistry.
What's streaming? Lane in Cork said, Ray, we watched Talk to Me last night. Talk to Me?
Oh, yeah.
What's that one?
Horror movie.
Oh, no. I'm not right after watching it, she says, and I usually love a good horror from Lynn in Cork. While you're listening to this show, Jen, so you're coming into them, so you're going to the right place. Bang it. Actually, they're all out there because it's Halloween at the end of the month. They're all out now. So there's a new Saw. I think it's Saw 10, is it, or 11? Saw 10. And there's a new Exorcist film as well. And they're saying the new Exorcist film is very good.
The last time I saw a horror movie in the cinema was with you. And it was, speaking of M. Night Shyamalan, it was The Visit. And it was incredibly scary.
The Granny and Granddad one.
Oh, I don't like horrors at all.
All right, here we go. The Middleton Distillery experiences the heart and soul of Irish whiskey, homes to the likes of Jameson, Redbreast, and Middleton Very Rare. The Middleton Distillery experience is now open again after a major refurbishment, including new look whiskey tours, a new shop, bar and cafe, and a giveaway for you and four of your friends. You'll do the tour... the behind-the-scenes tour of the Middleton Distillery experience. You'll have lunch at the new Malthouse Cafe and a €500 gift card to spend as well. If you want to get into it, we're doing some distilling ourselves. We're distilling movies, distilling TV shows. And to qualify, we're distilling a movie on this one. Ready?
Go on.
Distilling it right down to the nuts and bolts of this movie. He was a ghost the whole time.
Hmm.
He was a ghost the whole time. 0874 100 102. We need your name. Your answer and where you're from. Over 18s. And we'll play the full game in a minute. Nicki Minaj at Today FM.
Let's go to the beach. Eat. Let's go get a word.
Taylor Swift. Cruel Summer. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Good afternoon. Ray Foley's my name and I've got prizes to give away and I'm excited about it. I'm giddy. I'm like a giddy schoolgirl. Right.
Weirdo.
Sorry, what did you say?
I think there's some interference on the line. It's ringing, by the way.
You were on mic.
It's ringing.
Who's this?
Kira with a K.
Hello.
Hello, Kira. Good afternoon. Ray Foley calling from Today FM Radio in Dublin, Ireland. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you, Ray?
I'm only all right, but we'll get through it. It'll be a different me tomorrow, as I keep saying. Kira with a K. K-E-I-R-A, is it?
K-E-I-R-A, yeah.
K-E-I-R-A, right. And where are you
the
from?
The English version. Sligo.
Sligo, only up the road. And what is your business, or what are you up to? What's happening?
I am just finished work. I work for Abbott and here in Sligo.
Oh, right. Okay. I know Abbott. Yeah. Very big business. So you're finished. Are you home already?
I'm home because I'm working from home.
Oh, lovely. It's grand. Log off and you're home already? Great. Get the dinner on. What's for dinner tonight?
I don't know. I haven't even thought of that.
Hasn't even thought of it.
Unexplored adventure.
You are flying by the seat of your pants. You're a risk taker, Kira, and I like it.
Thanks.
Madam, I have a question for you. He was a ghost the whole time. What was he? What was it? What was he in? It's a movie.
The Sixth Sense.
Yeah, you're right.
Well done.
You're
good, right. Start.
You're right.
Now we can do the quiz.
Now, before we do the quiz, do you have anyone you want to... Hello to everyone in Abbott. Anyone else you'd like to say hello to?
Everyone who knows me.
Ah, that's lovely. That is peachy.
Only three people know Kira, though, so it's actually quite a select group.
She could have said hello to all three of them, but she couldn't be arsed.
Yeah.
So instead, we just do the game. Kira, for you, the Midleton Distillery Experience, the heart and soul of Irish whiskey, home to the likes of Jemison, Redbreast, and Midleton, very rare. They've reopened after a big refurbishment. They've reopened the behind the scenes tour, and you can go along. They've got the new cafe, the Malthouse Cafe. We've got €500 gift card for you there, but you got to get all three of these, Kira. Are you nervous?
Yes.
Oh, well, look at it. We'll do everything we can for you as we distill down these well known pop culture references. Let's start with the TV show first. You got to get all three, otherwise you're out in your ear, yeah. Kira. Your first one is a TV show. Nerd friends make unfunny jokes.
Nerd friend.
Do you want a clue? One of the worst TV shows ever made.
Nerd friends make unfunny jokes. That could actually describe this program.
True enough.
Nerd friend. Yeah. Make unfunny jokes.
Yeah. It made a big bang at the time, though, when it was on TV.
Oh,
it was very
that's
popular.
Your theory.
Oh, the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Well I love that show. That's a great
get
show.
Off the line, get off the line. Damn. Do not call this number.
Oh, rubbish. All right, we'll go with a song. Next one.
Okay.
Rapper has mother's pasta all over himself.
Oh, this is really tough. Eminem.
I'll give it to you. Lose yourself,
yes.
Eminem. Well done.
Mom's spaghetti.
It was his mother's spaghetti, all down the front of him. She was like, I'm going to have to wash that hoodie now. And question three, for the win this afternoon.
That's what she was like, actually, yeah. Yeah, she was. Yeah.
It was Kim Basinger playing Eminem's mother. Did you know that? In 8 Mile.
There you go.
Ridiculous, carry on. It's a film. Here we go. Creepy Hotel drives Jack Bananas. Ooh.
The Shining.
Is right.
Yeah. Well done.
Yay.
We have to make these harder. Seriously.
Do you think?
Oh, my God.
Hang on a second. The Big Bang Theory was not happening there.
She ran away with that one.
Come on.
You're a genius. You are a winner this afternoon. You've got all the goodies from the Midleton Distillery Experience. Do enjoy. You can bring along five friends as well. A €500 gift card to spend there. And thanks for coming on. Thanks for playing.
Deadly. Thanks, William.
You're deadly.
Winner with it.
What?
Ray. Love the show.
Hey.
I want you to hold me.
Cheers, Kira. Have a lovely evening. Bye.
Don't let me go. That's what makes you beautiful.
One Direction, what makes you beautiful? This is Today FM playing the music you love. And that's our little broadcast for a Thursday afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate the business. And great news, Matt Cooper's on the way next. But there's so much we didn't get to do.
Oh, no.
Is Matt on the way next?
He is, yeah.
I think it could be Ian Guider, actually.
Is it Guider?
Yeah. Even better, Ian Guider's on the way next.
Lovely.
But there's so much we didn't get to do on the show today.
No.
We didn't get to do Kaylee Joel Osment. It's important you know who Haley Joel Osment is. He's the kid from Sixth Sense.
Yeah, we were just talking about
him. So we didn't get to do Kaylee Joel Osment, where Sixth Sense star Haley Joel Osment tells us he's big into traditional Irish jigs and reels in Kaylee Joel Osment. We didn't get to do Ukulele Joel Osment, where he tells us that he's been what he's been up to since he starred in The Sixth Sense. It turns out he's been learning the ukulele.
He has, yeah.
In Ukulele Joel Osment. And we didn't get to do Israeli Joel Osment, where we talk to Israel's leading Haley Joel Osment lookalike.
Yeah.
He goes by the name Israeli Joel Osment. Get to do that tomorrow. Fingers crossed. Have a lovely evening.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2. Today.